This is a Vantage House production.
Welcome to the Paranormal Radio Show on Q66.6.
We are your hosts, Etta
and Arlene. It's midnight our time, another moonlit night.
For those new listeners out there, this is a call-in show where we invite you to share your spooky paranormal oddities, anomalies, and the like.
To submit your story, check the show notes. We'd love to hear from you.
Now let's get into the first call.
Sometime in 2023. I was trying to get closer to my aunt by showing her interest in her beliefs. She's a very Christian woman, and I grew up in a very Christian family, but ended up not being so Christian myself. However, I am fond of studying religions and spiritualities just for my own interest. And one day, there was an advertisement online about Bible courses on how to appropriately interpret the Bible based on the actual events at the time. And I thought to myself, this is cool. This would be a great way for me to connect with my aunt, get some more insight on the religion. I give her a call, and we're talking for a bit, and I start thinking to myself, hey, now's a good time to bring up these Bible courses. And right before I get a chance to introduce the idea of these classes on how to interpret the Bible and what it actually means, I hear a voice come over the phone, and it still kind of freaks me out to this day because I could hear it and she couldn't, and it said, "Don't say shit."
Oh my goodness.
Before cutting back out and continuing the call. And my aunt had no idea this had happened, and I didn't mention to her, and won't ever. Because I realized at that moment that she definitely has a very old entity attached to herself that is determined to keep her in line.
Wow. See, I believe that. I believe that people can have attachments that can be with them for extended periods of time. And she's an older woman, attached to the church, would not shock me.
Yeah, I think for sure, if you don't have any type of like discernment or way to tell if you have an attachment or how to decipher spirits, you can have things talking in your ear. And if you are also very strict and specific practices, it could potentially, in theory, blind you to it being outside of the normal because you might believe that it can exist. And this isn't exclusive to religion. I think that we do that with a lot of things. Mm-hmm. Like we get so stuck in our personal ways that we sometimes can get blinded to outside things being around. And it's also common that malevolent spirits like to mess around with people who are very religious in some form, cross religions, not exclusive to Christianity, like our caller was suggesting.
Because my initial thoughts when they were speaking, like before they got to the part where they thought it was a, you know, older attachment or whatever, I thought, oh, don't say shit. That was like an extreme communication from their spirit team. But with the aggression in that made me think instantly, nope.
Yeah, they say that like you base the energy that you're receiving from the spirit. That's a good way to determine if it is malevolent.
Mm.
And it sounded sinister when it was speaking to her.
Yeah.
My theory is that this attachment didn't want her to intervene in any way to mess up whatever flow they have going on with her aunt.
Yeah.
And that's scary.
It is, but the world is strange.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. And I think there's a lot of potential for a lot of people to have weird attachments, good or bad.
Yeah.
Let's hope we have good attachments who do fun things for us.
Like, yeah.
You know, get us parking spots.
There's not a juice supply.
I'm just saying, if there's the potential for a malevolent thing to be attached, why not something that just thinks you're fun?
Yeah, just trying to catch a vibe.
Actually, I saw a girl on TikTok who has a frat boy spirit that is...
What?
Yeah, hear me out. Okay.
Okay.
So,
Okay.
So, from what I understand... Mm-hmm. And I could be wrong, but she moved into a dorm and there was unfortunately a person who had passed away in the early 2000s who was like a frat guy, and they thought that she was fun, and she posts her attachment in her. She gives them shots. They hang out. She does, like, the ghost radio thing where you, like...
Yeah, the communication.
Yeah, the communication box. And he says, like, fun things. They just have a ball. It's a very enjoyable attachment that she has. And I'm sure he does nice things for her. You know, when she goes to parties, I'm assuming he's making sure that everything's okay. She probably doesn't have any problems.
That's so funny.
Yeah, it's really entertaining. Mm-hmm. I don't know the account's name, but I came across it, and I've come across a couple other ghost accounts where it's newer spirits. You know, it's 2024, so why not have a spirit from 2007 shaking things up? But it's not as like spooky.
You want to have some emo kid from 2007 haunting in the closet?
I'm not suggesting I want that.
Could you imagine? Just imagine, like, set in the sand. And you are in the middle of the night, you're in your house, and all of a sudden you hear Hawthorne Heights. Let gently, just someone's voice, just saying this, you know, house for lovers.
Yeah. I think if it were an emo kid, depending on the song that I heard and the lyrics, it could potentially be frightening. So lyrics like, so slit my wrists and black my eyes, that would probably scare me if I didn't know it was Ohio for Lovers. For Lovers. What's the other one? Census Bell. So love me gently with a chainsaw. Get me. If I didn't know.
That's a romance.
Yeah. I could think of a lot of lyrics, but
So if you were haunted by a emo or seen ghosts from the early 2000s, let us know. We would love to hear your story.
I think it would be great to hear your story.
Or if frat girls listening, I want to hear your story.
Yeah, I'd like to hear that. And, you know, these Victorian ghosts get boring. They're always old. It
depends on the story. I so happen to be very interested in period pieces.
We had a call 3 first episode.
I know we did. Uh-huh. I love that stuff. I love to hear about the haunted castles and all that.
Headless men.
Oh, I love it. Love it. Different stories like that, too. Come on. Hit us up. If you don't know already, we already stated in the intro, if you have a story you'd like to share with us, please submit the form or leave a recording.
All right.
Okay, I think we should get into the next caller.
Mm-hmm.
Hi. I had a really strange experience happen the other day. I was traveling from one city to another city for a doctor's appointment. The entire day actually was pretty full of weird experiences. Yeah. So when I tried to check into my first flight, the airline, the system, it wouldn't allow me to check in or like be assigned a seat. So the folks working there ended up having to write a seat number on a boarding pass because they couldn't sign me in. When I get to the doctor, they're all shocked that I was there, and they said they received my voicemail to cancel, and I was like, I didn't leave a voicemail.
What?
And they're like, well, someone who sounded exactly like you called and left a voicemail saying I'm traveling from my city and I have an appointment at 12:30 and I will not be able to make it. Please cancel this appointment.
What?
I was the only person coming from my city and apparently the only person with an appointment at 12:30. I also not told anyone about the appointment or that I was even traveling. Next, when I catch my return flight, you know, I'm going to check in and the folks there are saying I had already checked in for my flight. I had not.
Mm-mm.
They reluctantly printed me a new boarding pass. Then when I get to security, you know, TSA, they're like, you've already gone through security. And again, I had not.
This is scary.
This was like, you know, some of the more weird things happened in the day. But I have no idea what to make of this. It's kind of strange. I spoke to someone about it. They told me, they mentioned it might be a possible mimic or something. I don't know. Or maybe even like a time traveler or something, which sounds crazy as hell. Let me know what you think. Yeah. Thanks. Bye.
Okay. I'm thinking it can be a couple different things. Doppelgangers stories have been on the rise. So have mimics, like they suggested. They might be slightly different. They might be the same depending on the lore that you read. There's also the glitch in the Matrix. And then there's also the thing with jumping, where there are accounts of people who are moving through different parallel universes, but like they're consciously seeing the effects of that. So there's this, like this idea that we are always moving into different parallel versions of ourselves based off of our choices, but we don't notice it. But somehow wires are being crossed. So that's another thing that people are saying is happening. I'm not sure, but I know the doppelganger thing is big right now, where people are seeing themselves or having similar accounts of this.
That happened to me the other day. This woman swore that I was her granddaughter until she got closer and, like, looked me in the eye. She was, like, literally, like, really close to me. When she realized she has the same glasses and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, what would be the odds?
Yeah, I mean, there's a woman who works at a local Walgreens. And for years now, every time I come in, she swears up and down that I'm a girl who works at a diner around here. And I always tell her it's not me, but she always looks at me like I'm crazy or that I'm, you know, playing a joke on her, or just flat out lying. And I keep telling her that I don't know who that woman is. She's not me. I've never worked at a diner in my life, but she's very insistent. It's been this way for years. So there's also spookier things where there's accounts of, for example, people seeing their child walk across like to the bathroom at night just to find that their kid was in the bed the whole time. There's accounts of people hearing their names in their homes, thinking that like their partners are home from work and things like that. And then a few, you know, hours later, their partner actually shows up and they're like, well, who was in the house? So it's not an uncommon thing, but it's very spooky. This one was exceptional. The fact that it was like multiple people, multiple levels.
Multiple occurrences.
Yeah.
Like it was just a layered occurrence. I'd like to lean on the side of, from his traveling, somehow he might have hit in between some sort of like adjustment or recalibration of his reality.
Like the glitch in the Matrix,
like,
type thing.
That's what I would like to think. Or the time slipping, like, because everything's happening all at once. The past, present, future is all occurring right now. So what if somehow, some way, he hit the right line and he was able to go back in time a little bit? Like, his actual physical self did do that already.
There's potential for any of it.
I don't know. I like to believe.
Yeah. Whatever it is, it's weird.
It's fun.
Yeah. So I think we have a few ads, and then we'll get into the other calls.
All right.
Tired of uninvited otherworldly guests on your property?
ET Home Defense helps to alleviate the worry linked to the consistent invasions on your land of extraterrestrials and cryptid beings.
Its patented technology scopes out the exact unique energy signature of these specific types of entities.
Then, using our secret laser technology, the situation is remedied.
Sleep easier knowing your property is secure.
ET Home Defense defends you.
Okay, we have our next call for you guys.
Hello. I am the one who called last week. Please keep my identity a secret. I would like you to know I am okay. After a mild battle with the creature or whatever shadow figure it is, I am alright. He didn't like me speaking about him. Now the activity has increased tenfold. Windows and doors open at will, and I've had my belongings discarded out the window as if by a scorned lover. I truly do not know what to do. I missed the memo about the night frights. I tried them, and it kept me in an endless nightmare, a 14-hour state of pure terror. I'm going to call Ghost Be Gone. Thanks.
Wow. Thank you for calling us back. We were really concerned from the disconnection last week. Sorry that your activity increased exponentially.
Oh, okay. Wait, what, Marty? Oh, he's saying that Night Frights has been recalled. Okay, listeners, Night Frights has been recalled. If you have any of it, you can contact the manufacturer. Apparently, what does it do? Okay, apparently it will leave people in states of perpetual fear. So, yeah, don't take that if you have it. And I believe that what the listener experienced with the 14-hour night terrors is probably because of Night Frights.
I'm sorry to laugh at whatever you went through, but yeah, discontinue that use of that product. I am glad I did not try it.
Yes, but I know that 1-800-GHOST-BE-GONE is a trusted service. It has rave reviews. We know people who've used them. We really advise to call them like we did in our last episode.
Yep.
Very much so. Oh, very
it's 1-800-GHOST-BE-GONE.
1-800-GHOST-BE-GONE. Anybody out there who's having a ghost problem, that's who you need to call.
Yeah. When is opening at will? Yeah. Give them a call.
Yeah. I think it's something more like that. You know, Night Frights, I'm not quite sure what the objective was with that.
I legitimately think it was just so you would be knocked, through whatever activity was occurring in your house. So that if your windows are opening at will, you wouldn't know that was happening.
But instead, you'd be asleep. It looks like it's kept people in that state. So, interesting. Don't take the Night Frights, guys.
I wonder if it affects, because if you're scared, taking that medication, whatever mood you were in while taking probably just kept you in that, so.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I'm also wondering if the entities like sleep paralysis, entities, things like that, if they really enjoyed.
Is it yes?
Yes, they did. They did. Oh, it looks like we have another call. It's like lighting up.
Okay, I think we have time for one more.
All right, let's
get into it.
Hello, it's me again. Update as you requested. Of course, I would like to remain anonymous for this call. Unfortunately, I do not have the trail cam footage from the Sasquatch incident. Some men in black suits came to my property and confiscated everything that they could find. I even think they messed with my brain because some of these details I could not remember in their entirety. But don't worry. I do have another story for you lovely ladies. I have certain safety measures in place to alert me of any intruders on my property. And I was woken around 2 a.m. to an alert. I quickly went to investigate this and found myself frozen like a stone statue. To my surprise, this little gray creature, no taller than 4 foot, was the perpetrator. And believe me, I am a large man rendered helpless against this little gray man. I was frozen still in my place. The only thing I could move were my eyeballs. Thankfully, my trusty horse, Chester, could sense my fear and came galloping over the horizon. When Chester reached my location, he did not hesitate and kicked the shit out of this little gray fella, thus liberating me from my temporary condition. I watched that gray man roll down the hillside. Haven't seen him since. That's it for my story. I will be calling back with more. Thank you.
That call was very interesting. I'm not even surprised that he's had a visitation from the Men in Black. He is a prime, you know, individual that would receive their attention, in my personal opinion. So, listeners, if you are not familiar with the Men in Black, they are a type of being. Some people think they are aliens. Some people think they're from a government agency, a secret government agency. And so they are known to visit experiencers, and they will often come off a little threatening. They will intimidate, and they will come in and they will confiscate any type of evidence one might have on aliens or any other paranormal things. And he seems like he lives in a hotbed of paranormal activity. Therefore, I'm not shocked at all.
Yeah, it's definitely not a surprise at all.
No.
Especially since they've been calling into the show with this information, too. It's like, okay.
Yeah.
But we're glad that your horse is able to get you out of that situation.
Yeah,
the
Chester.
The animal kingdom is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, instinctively, Chester knew, like, this isn't right. I gotta help. That's beautiful.
It is beautiful. And we really appreciate you taking the time to call us and tell us your story. They are riveting, and we're really excited to see what else happens on your property. So please keep calling.
Yeah.
You know, keep us updated and let us know what's going on.
Yeah. And if anybody else has any stories they'd like to share on our show, you can fill out the form in the description or leave a recording at the link. We would really love to hear your story too.
Yeah, I think that's all for tonight.
Yeah.
All right. Until next time, we are Etta.
And Arlene.
And this is the Paranormal Radio Show on Q66.6.
And remember, this existence is strange, but it's more fun when you believe.